field or what felt better to you today? It seemed like that was the performance that, you know, whether it be the fan or the media, even you, you had known you could produce that, and you were able to get that going today.
Yeah, I think it was just all week, just kind of blocking out the noise, and I just, the guys that, they just rallied around me, and a lot of the guys came up and made some huge plays for me, and that's what it's about. It's a team game, and those guys really stepped up, and they made some plays for me.
How much did it affect what y'all wanted to do, having such poor field position?
You know, that's just part of the game, you know, and then that falls on us too, you know. Sometimes, I mean, that's what we got to do. We got to get the ball out of there, and whether we're punting or going to score, we got to see if we can flip the field. I mean, like I said, it's a team game, and I can't even say anything because, shoot, I gave the Cardinals 14 points there, you know, with the two turnovers. The defense played lights out, and we won.
You've been real tough on yourself after the losses with us. So now you win. How do you feel to pull this out and play a key role in it?
It feels awesome, you know. I mean, it's hard to win in this league. I mean, that's just, you're looking out there and you're throwing against Patrick Peterson, and you got the Honey Badger out there. It's just like, at the same time, you take a step back and you look at it from a fan perspective, and you're like, this is awesome, you know, and it feels great when you win. And like I said, it's tough to do it, but we found a way to make it happen.
They got a lot of good players on defense, and other than that one where Baker got around the corner, you got rid of the ball and didn't get hit a lot. What was the key to giving you the time to throw?
You know, I don't think it was just giving me the time to throw. I think it was coach did a great job coming up with a game plan of getting the ball out of the hands, and the backs were getting out, which was huge for me to get the ball to my hands to those guys. And our offensive line just played their tails off, and just super pumped.
You threw a couple on the run,
yeah,
including one first down the field. How'd you feel about doing that?
It was different, you know. It's a whole different environment for me out there, outside that pocket.
Was the confidence able to build? I mean, you always believe in yourself, but,
yeah,
you know, if you're getting hit, if it's not working, obviously, I mean, it's human nature. As the game went on and the offense started to move the ball and be able to score, could you feel that confidence building for yourself in the pocket?
Yeah, absolutely. You start getting into a little rhythm out there, and the whole team, it's just the team feeds off of it, you know, and the defense feeds off of it, and the special teams, and that's why coach always preaches complimentary football. And the defense really, they played well, and it kind of gets everybody into rhythm. So when we can start moving the ball and score points, I mean, we know we can do that, and it's good to go out there and show it.
You're very tough on yourself. You talked about the 14 points that you gave to the Cardinals. What was the key to you overcoming that, to putting that in the rearview mirror?
You know, I think the past couple of weeks have helped me out a lot, you know, of just – really blocking out all the noise. I mean, this game, it's tough, you know, and they're going to make some plays out there, and you're not going to get anywhere by sulking or holding your head down. And as a quarterback, the team needs you out there to be the leader, and so I'm just going to go out there and keep slinging it and play confident, and that's really all I can do because I'm confident in myself. I know I can do it, and I think the team feeds off of that a little bit.
Tom, you and the offense have faced adversity off of turnovers in previous weeks, including today. Why do you think it was different overcoming that and finding a rhythm more and more throughout the game?
You're saying why?
Yeah, why today different? You and the offense overcame the turnovers, mounted drives, put points on the board.
Yeah. You know, I think it's just the leaders that we have out there. And, I mean, Sean Ryan, I mean, you can ask him. He gave me a speech last night before the game that was just incredible. And I'll let him tell you, but it was really, it's just all about mental toughness out there and really just blocking it out. And I think the team kind of rallies around that, and I'm just super proud to be a part of this squad because we have some leaders out there and some guys that, I mean, this team never points the finger. We're always in it together, and I think that's why we came out victorious.
Is there any element of what you watch this offense do, put up 30 points and score so frequently that you're finally able out there and say, we know we can. It's the same guys and you that they're capable of this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, I mean, injuries happen in this league and no one wants to see that happen with four. But at the same time, it is what it is, and we have to find a way to do it. And I think we finally are hopefully going to get on a little rhythm here and let this thing snowball a little bit. But it was good to show everyone that we can do that.
Establishing the run, having both backs be a part of it, how important was it to what you guys were doing?
It's huge. I mean, it's absolutely huge. They're great runners, and I mean, I can't speak enough about the guys back there. And it's tough to hear about Foreman, but I mean, to be honest with you, it's just they're really playing their tails off.
Do you ever find yourself amazed by some of the catches that DeAndre Hopkins makes?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I almost like give him crap when he doesn't. Like when the 2 feet are out, I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Like, you got to catch that. But yeah, he's incredible. I mean, that's really, he's the best receiver in the league. So,
Tom, what did Sean say to you? Because just so you know, factually, we won't be able to. We can talk to him, but it won't be until midweek. It'll be a little later. Was it a pump up or?
It was a little bit of both, but he just really just kind of kept everything in perspective for me and just said, go out there and have fun. And yeah, so you guys missed out.
Was it one-on-one? I mean, at the team hotel or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Good speech.
Appreciate it.
All good? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.